Separatists hijacked a passenger train Tuesday in Balochistan, one of Pakistan's most unstable provinces, claiming to take more than 180 hostages, including security personnel. The Balochistan Liberation Army claimed responsibility, threatening to execute hostages if military forces continue operations in the area. The group, which seeks independence for Balochistan, described the attack as part of its ongoing insurgency against the Pakistani state. Gunmen ambushed the train in a mountainous area of the province known for insurgent activity. The militants fired on the train, took control, and forced it to stop inside a tunnel. A railway official says the separatists severely injured the train's engineer, and authorities have not reestablished communication with onboard staff. Pakistan says the difficult terrain is hampering rescue efforts, with steep mountain passes and poor road conditions complicating access to the site. The hostage takers also claim they killed 20 Pakistani military officers and shot down a reconnaissance drone. The militant group says their hostages include off-duty security forces. The separatists also claim they released women and children. The government denies any military officers are on the train and won't confirm reports of hostages or casualties. Balochistan, a resource-rich province bordering Iran and Afghanistan, has long been the center of a separatist insurgency. It's Pakistan's largest but least populated province. It holds vast reserves of copper, gold, and lithium. It also hosts Gwadar Port, a strategic hub for China's Belt and Road Initiative. The BLA and other separatist groups oppose Beijing's growing economic presence in the region, arguing locals see little benefit from the Chinese-led development. Separatists accuse the Pakistani government of exploiting the province's resources and regularly attack security forces, infrastructure, and Chinese-backed projects. The hijacking raises concerns about Pakistan's stability and its impact on U.S. interests. It is unclear how President Donald Trump and his administration will approach relations with Pakistan, although there is plenty of interest in Pakistan's vast mineral wealth, particularly lithium, a key component in renewable energy technologies. But the persistent violence in Balochistan and sporadic separatist attacks on infrastructure could discourage American investment and complicate future trade relations.